From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Afghanistan's Ghani thanks U.S. troops for sacrifice. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has visited the Pentagon to thank U.S. troops for their sacrifice in his country. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports Mr. Ghani will later hold diplomatic talks at the presidential retreat known as Camp David.
Speaking in the center courtyard of the five-sided U.S. military headquarters, President Ashraf Ghani paid tribute to the more than 2,000 U.S. service members who have died in Afghanistan since 2001 and the more than 850,000 who served there during the past 14 years. He also said the threat of terrorism would never defeat Afghans.
And in this endeavor, our partnership with the United States is foundational because we will be the first line of defense for freedom globally.
After once again thanking the crowd of service members and their families for their sacrifice, the Afghan president left the Pentagon for Camp David for talks on security and economic development. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Soldiers loyal to Yemeni President Abdrabbu Mansour Hadi fought off dozens of Shiite Houthi rebels who had been sent toward the southern city of Aden, militia and security sources said Monday. Security officials said the rebels had sent several thousand troops south and fought around dawn Monday with local Sunni tribes as they approached Aden, where Hadi had taken refuge after fleeing the capital Sana'a last month. Also Monday, Yemen's new foreign minister, Riyad Yassin, called on the Gulf Cooperation Council to send troops to Yemen to curb the expansion of the Houthi militia. This is VOA News. Lee Kuan Yew, the founder of modern Singapore and architect of its rise to global economic prominence, has died. He was 91. Mr. Lee was hospitalized in Singapore General Hospital in early February with severe pneumonia and was later placed on life support. The office of Singapore's prime minister said Mr. Lee, who ruled the island nation from 1959 to 1990, passed away peacefully early today. Mourners took to the streets the minute the news broke. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe praised Lee's leadership to offering his condolences, and Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop had this to say.
Lee Kuan Yew was a towering figure in Singaporean political and social life. He was a giant in the region and an incredible statesman. He'll be sorely missed. He made a profound impact on the development of Singapore from a very poor developing country to the bustling, dynamic economy that it is today.
The government has declared a state of mourning for Singapore until Mr. Lee's funeral next Sunday. Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced Monday he is running for U.S. president in the country's 2016 election. Cruz had hinted he would formally launch his bid for the Republican Party nomination and made it official in a message and video on his Twitter account just after midnight Monday. The 44-year-old first-term senator is the first high-profile Republican candidate to formally join the race. Cruz, who joined the Senate in 2013, is a favorite of the conservative Tea Party. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for free and fair elections in Nigeria this Saturday and for Nigerians to reject the violence that has marred the country's previous polls. In a video released Monday by the U.S. Embassy in Abuja, President Obama said successful elections are key to stopping insurgent group Boko Haram and allowing more than a million displaced Nigerians to return to their homes. France's conservative UMP party, led by former President Nicolas Sarkozy, placed first in Sunday's local elections, bearing the far-right National Front, beating them by a small majority. The UMP took 29% of the vote in Sunday's first-round election, while the FN received 25%. And the leader of debt-ridden Greece meets Monday with the leader of economic powerhouse Germany. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras warned German Chancellor Angela Merkel ahead of their meeting that his country will not be able to pay its debt without help from the European Union. Chancellor Merkel wants her Greek counterpart to make and enforce tough spending cuts and reforms in order to receive more bailout money. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.